Nunes, Biden, Obama have serious questions they need to answer on Michael Flynn matter. By Jeff Poor on June 26, 2020. Thursday, Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, told Fox News Channel's Martha McCallum that former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee, had questions to answers regarding the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Handwritten notes taken by former FBI agent Peter Strzok suggested a link between the investigation and the country's two former top executives. This is a report that was done right after they interviewed General Flynn. It's a report that should have been there, Nunes said of a Strzok report. We know it was doctored. It was changed. That report was the public still hasn't seen. I don't think General Flynn or his lawyers have even seen it. Then we also know that there was a January 30th report that also reportedly supposedly exonerated Flynn again in January 30th. So now you have, beginning of January 2017, end of January 2017, and then you have a missing 302 report, plus you have these notes that we're not sure the origination, but they look to be very credible. And I think Biden and Obama at this point really have some serious questions that they would need to answer. Nunes added it appeared that FBI Director James Comey initially tried to do the right thing, but ultimately he said this showed a direct connection to Obama and Biden. At least at that period of time, Comey was trying to do the right thing, he added. But remember, shortly after that, he does a lot of things that are really bad, including leaking his notes that, I know they're not going to prosecute on it. But, most people, if you are an average intelligence officer in the military, you would have been prosecuted. So, a lot of this is going to determine, I was look at this, you got to go back. The Clinton campaign started this, working with some dirty cops at the FBI. We don't know who they were. Then after the election is really when Obama and Biden all got involved in this, when they kept this investigation going. And this is kind of the first evidence, at least at this point. It could be evidence that would tie Biden and Obama directly to this. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.